Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website hollywoodtakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green. Ashley McBride. Brothers Osborne. Walker Hayes. All hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A special edition of the Sean Hannity Show. Is that because I'm here? Or you say that? You say that to all the guest hosts. It's Mark Simone here for Sean. Certainly glad you guys don't waste a lot of money on air conditioning here. But no, it's I can feel it now. It's starting to come now. The company will be glad to know you're not wasting money on frivolous things like air conditioning. Hey, we got a great program for you, David. A lot of big guests coming up. We got lots to talk about. Big stuff developing, breaking as we speak. Sean will be here tomorrow. Can I say where he is?
Yeah, I think you should say.
Oh
where
my
he
God,
is.
A ghost from Hannity past.
Oh,
is that,
hello.
Is that Linda?
Indeed, it is. Just now, from the other side of the pond. You know?
Now, doesn't sound like we're in the room together, Linda. Me, she is. Thousands of miles away. Where are you?
Unfortunately, I'm in London and not there in beautiful New York with all of you. I miss you terribly.
Yeah.
I wish I could be there.
Well, you're in
sweating in 97 degrees. It's raining and cold here if it makes you feel any better.
That's summer over there. No, it's 93, sunny. I got allergies. That's why I sound a little raspy. And
that makes two of us.
You are there with Sean, and you're going to do a big program from there tomorrow, right?
The rest of this week, we are going to be here live in London for a bunch of stuff going on here. For those of you not aware, it's the Queen's Jubilee. So we're going to be here doing all of our shows right in the center of London. So it should be a very interesting week. Yeah, you know.
This technology, you sound like you're right here in the room, and everybody's working hard, even when you're not here.
Big hat tip to Blair. Blair has been busting his hump over here, and Ethan's and Katie are over there working hard. So everybody's working hard. And, of course, we have your
They're not here now. They went to
voice.
Lunch, but they'll be back later in the afternoon.
You know, they got it ready, and they got it all warmed up, and now they can take a break. You know, that's how it works.
Yeah, so, and Sean will do the TV show from there as well, obviously.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. Not going to fly back each night for the show. But
that would be so weird, yeah. No, not going to do that.
And what have you done in your first day in London?
Let's see. I haven't left the hotel. All we've done is work since we got here.
Oh.
And just setting up and testing and just nonstop working on the show. That's it.
All right.
Nothing fun to report yet.
All right. Well, go do something fun and then report back to
us. Come back for hour two?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you're going to have a lot of fun over there. You can watch. They got great television there. They run like Dallas from 1987 on the BBC. A lot of old stuff on those. And you're going to have fish and chips, right?
Listen, you know, I came over on the plane and they were already offering me things I had never heard of. And
like
I
what?
Was like, you know, just like certain jams and, you know, they offer marmalade. Marmalade is a thing here.
Oh, yeah, like gooseberry marmalade.
Yeah, just odd things. I'm like, and then, of course, we have all the power outlets. You know, fortunately, from our last time here, I was able to bring all of the adapters and plug-ins. So that's always a good thing. And, you know, it's been fun. And then, you know, they've checked on the room. I don't know, maybe 83 times since I checked in. Do you need anything? No, I need you to not knock on the door anymore.
That's what's weird about, very weird about London. Great service, polite, everything.
It's very.
Nothing
that's
like
the problem. I'm from New York. I'm like, is someone going to hit me or mug me soon? Because I'm feeling very uncomfortable.
It's so also 2022 and you still have to bring 55 adapters just to plug anything into us.
You know what? I know you're a technology guru. I don't know if the audience knows this, but Mark Simone is the guru of all things technology. He always has the latest and greatest of the iPhones and the Macs, and he takes beautiful pictures. If you ever go on his Instagram, he has the best pictures of food and scenery and everything. So a hat tip to you, Mark Simone.
Well,
but, you know, you're very welcome.
Now,
but I'm telling you, the adapters here, it's ridiculous. But they do have, which is nice, the USB, so I can just plug in. So that's cool.
Yeah, but you know, the iPhone is so busy with the 13 and 14 making wireless charging, wireless. Now you get to London.
It's crazy.
42 adapters, 9 different cables just to plug it in.
I had an extra bag just for the adapters, you know, so it was good. Yeah. It was my extra carry-on. It was good.
Well, all right. So we'll check in with you later in the show.
Perfect. I look forward to it.
All right. Great.
All right. Have a good first hour.
Yeah, well, we will. I got to do a whole hour?
Stuff. I mean, I hope you do three.
No, I have really, really, really prepared for this show.
Oh, for sure. You always do. I mean, listen, there's nobody better than you. You know, you do your amazing number one show in the morning. You get all warmed up, and then we bring you in for round two.
Yes.
We can't thank you enough.
All right. Anytime.
You're the best.
All right. Good talking to you. We'll catch up with you later in the show. Also, we'll talk to Larry Kudlow, the great Larry Kudlow, one of our, I'd say, three best economists in the world. You got Art Laffer, you got Steve Moore, Larry Kudlow. I'll throw Steve Forbes in there, too. And he'll be with us at the bottom of the hour. So if you got stocks going crazy, your 401k, you're worried of what to do, he'll tell us exactly what to do. 11 minutes into the program. I didn't think we should be talking about something by this point. I guess so. Yeah, here's the bad, upsetting part. The Michael Sussman trial is crucial to the Durham investigation. You got to convict this guy Sussman so he's facing jail, and as a result, he turns in everybody else. That's how it works. You take the lowest guy, the littlest guy in the operation, convict him, facing 10 years in jail. Then you tell him, you turn in everybody else and we'll get rid of the jail sentence. That's how it works. Well, today the jury acquitted Sussman. Now, I don't know what else Durham has planned, but this is a big blow to the Durham investigation. Sussman is acquitted. He walks away a free man, no cares, no worries, doesn't have to give up anybody. How did this happen? It's a Washington, D.C. court. In Washington, D.C., you're going to get the most pro-Hillary Clinton, pro-Democratic jury ever. Now, here's the other thing. I don't know, you know, if you're the defense, you can go argue we have to move the trial to a more neutral location. We can't have it here because the jury will be prejudiced. Everything will be prejudiced. So if you're the defense, you move the trial. I don't know. Is a prosecutor allowed to do that? I don't know if you're allowed to do that if you're a prosecutor. You generally have to do it where the crime took place. But and I guess if Durham could have, he would have. But they should have moved the trial. Now, here's another thing. It's Washington, D.C. courts. They are the most slanted, biased courts in the world. So I guess he must have tried to change the judge. It's not just the jury. The judge in the case. Now, let me see if I can get all this straight. The judge in the case, his name is Christopher Casey. He was not only an Obama appointee, he was on Obama's transition team. He's married to the lawyer who represents Lisa Page, one of those sleazeball, corrupt FBI, part of that James Comey, sleazy cabal he had put together. The judge is married to the lawyer for her. His wife is also a top aide to Eric Holder in the past. And he married his wife, guess who presided over the ceremony? Attorney General Merrick Garland married him. So how this guy doesn't recuse himself, now, obviously he didn't recuse himself because he wanted to rule on this trial and he wanted to take care of things in this trial, and he did. For instance, they had a ton of emails between Sussman and the Clinton campaign, 38 emails between this guy Sussman and the Clinton campaign, and the judge ruled most of them inadmissible. Inadmissible. He said, they're attorney-client privilege, attorney-work product privilege. But in any case, in the history of the world, whenever the work you're doing or whatever you're doing in the email is the crime, then there's no more attorney-client privilege. That's usually the end of it. So it's a pretty bizarre ruling. Anyway, we'll get back to the Sussman trial and how I hope it's not a total defeat for Durham. I hope he's got something else up his sleeve. Hey, and by the way, the Sussman thing is the beginning of the Russian hoax, which was a total hoax, the Russian collusion. Donald Trump has published a letter now to the Pulitzer Prize Board because they gave a Pulitzer Prize to the Washington Post, to the New York Times, for uncovering the Russia collusion scandal. Well, it turns out it was a total hoax and fake. Trump's letter to the Pulitzer Prize Board demands that they rescind the award, demands they take back the Pulitzer Prize. The story turns out to be fake. The story turns out to be completely made up. If somebody had really investigated, Robert Mueller, you listening? If anybody had really investigated, they would have uncovered that it was made up from the beginning. So not only is the story false, but the reporters are obviously incompetent. Otherwise, they would have uncovered that themselves. He's demanding they rescind the award. And if they don't, Trump says, see you in court. He's threatening to sue them. And Trump, when he threatens to sue, always follows up with a lawsuit. And I don't know. There's an acting president now of the Pulitzer Prize Board. And I don't know if they want to go into court because they have a history of giving out totally biased awards. It's the most biased thing in the world. Trump could start laying that out in court. That's not going to be good for them. And I don't think they want to be deposed under oath for like 10 hours a day for a week. So who knows what they'll do. Maybe they'll do something. Anyway, we've got lots to get to. We'll get to, you ever watched The View in the last year or two? They're completely insane. Completely nuts. Here's one of them now defending the attack on the Mona Lisa, why it was justified. We'll get to that coming up. Hey, we'll get to Joe Biden wrote an op-ed. Joe Biden wrote an opinion column. He didn't even read it. But we'll get to what he said. It's absolutely ridiculous. Hey, follow me on Instagram. It's Mark Simone NYC at Instagram. Normally, I wouldn't bother, but follow me now on Twitter because I think they stopped shadow banning me. It's Mark Simone NY at Twitter. Should I mention Truth Social? I just got on there. I don't know. Try. See if you can follow me on Truth Social. And don't forget, go to Hannity.com for all the latest news. Mark Simone here for Sean Hannity.
He gets gets a guest that won't go on any other radio shows, and he does it every single day. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, welcome back. It's Mark Simone here for Sean Hannity. Normally, I'm on our big flagship station, WOR, here in New York. Or you can listen to me on a podcast wherever you are, wherever you get podcasts. That's what's so easy now when you do a podcast. You used to have to say, I'm on Netflix, I'm on this, I'm that. But a podcast, you just say, wherever you get podcasts, because you never know where anybody goes to get them. But iHeart is the best place to get those podcasts. So are you guys on Truth Social? I mentioned you are, right? I like it. It's just a little, like, I've noticed some tweets disappear. You don't call them tweets on Truth Social. How many people you think are on Truth Social altogether? There's one way you can always tell. No, people don't think there's no way to tell. Just go to Donald Trump's account. I would assume anybody signing up for Truth Social is going to sign. That's the first person they're going to follow is Donald Trump. So he has 3.1 million followers. So that's the number on there. I know if you they'll say Twitter has 300 million, but Elon Musk, when he was going to buy it and started doing his due diligence, started to say, you know what, maybe it's like 30 million people that are really on it. A lot of these accounts aren't real. And maybe it's just a couple million that really use it every day. I don't know if that deal's going to go through. Musk now trying to get the price lower, and I don't blame him. Do you know what Blacksit is? At the White House, a lot of black staffers are quitting in frustration. At least 21 African Americans have just quit the White House. And one of them said it's Blacksit, you know, like Brexit, Britain leaving. So it's apparently a problem over there because, you know, there's nobody that cares less about African Americans than Joe Biden. I know he mentions it every 2 seconds, but that's all. You mention it, you make a speech, back to sleep. That's it. He's not going to do anything for anybody. There's crime all over the streets of our cities. People are getting wiped out. You never hear him say a word. But you got district attorneys. We got one here in New York. You got 26 others letting everybody out of jail. This poor guy was shot in the subway here. Turns out the guy that shot him released 19 times, 19 previous things. Have you heard Biden say anything about it? Nope. It's just, but he's always trying to win the African-American vote. It's important to Democrats. And it was a big part of his campaign. 22% of Biden's voters, were African Americans. That's important. So he's got to appeal to them in every way. So that's why he hired a lot of African American staffers. But 21 of them have quit privately saying, it's pretty obvious we were just hired for decoration. Nobody comes to us for anything. We're not being promoted into anything. We're not being given the opportunities for promotion. And they've quit in frustration. 21 of them and more to come. Now, this is a big problem as word of this starts to get out for Biden. You know, the other problem he's having, younger voters are important, crucial to a Democratic victory. And the latest polling shows he's losing younger voters, especially people in 20s and 30s. That's plunging. They're losing them like crazy. That's why he keeps talking about paying off student loans. They were trying to find an issue that would affect them, and they found out that most of them have student loans. And that's why he's offering to pay them. It's impossible. The cost would be staggering. So now he's talking about, we'll pay $10,000 of your student loan. He'll pay $10,000 of your student loan. That's like millions and millions and millions. Now, what he doesn't mention is he's not paying it. You're paying it. I'm paying it. They're going to take it out of your tax bill. So if you decided to just go into the workforce, maybe you didn't go to college and you're working very hard, you're going to pay for these student loans.
You're on the Sean Hannity Show, a place where free speech and the First Amendment are still alive and well. Get your dose of independence and liberty every weekday right here with Sean.
Hey, we'll talk to Larry Kudlow in just a moment, the great economist. You know, he's got a hot show. It's the number one show in business television on the Fox Business Network. Also, give it if you want to call during the program, the number is 1-800-900-9222. 941-SHAWN. Do I have to give that out? Who doesn't know that number? I know the number. I'm not even looking. 1-800-941-SHAWN. I've been hearing that number for years. 1-800-941-SHAWN. Don't forget Hannity.com. You can get all kinds of great news there. And Hannity on the Fox News Channel every night at 9 o'clock. Normally you hear me on WOR here in New York. Or you can follow me on Instagram or I'm blanking at Twitter, of course. Truth Social. Should I, Ethan, you decide. Should I keep mentioning Truth Social?
A lot of people love it, so I would keep mentioning it. I know a lot of people switching over from Twitter to that, and we'll see what happens. I mean, I hope it succeeds.
Yeah, it's
about truth, if I may, just for a moment.
Oh, there's Linda.
Oh, hello.
Yes.
You know, the good thing about Truth Social is they're bona fide experts in truth. And when you have these little, you know, moments of brilliance on their platform, they call them truths as opposed to tweets. So, you know, it's not like a little hummingbird in your ear. It's like a moment of brilliance, you know?
Okay.
You got to say it quick and short and you get it out there.
Explain a couple of things. If I tweet, I'll say, oh, I just tweeted something. On Truth Social, what do I say? I just what?
I just gave you some truth.
Oh, okay. I just truthed?
I just truthed you.
All right. No,
I'm dropping knowledge, you know, things like that.
It'll be big. It's way ahead of where Twitter was at this point in its development. Do you remember Facebook in the beginning? It was the most primitive, awful thing in the world.
It was awful. It was terrible. It was all terrible.
Is CNN banned from Truth Social? I mean, because all they are is fake news. So can they even sign up for Truth?
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of people over there in the CNN building desperately trying to sign up on it. May not be their thing. They'll start their own disinformation site over there. So we're going to talk to Larry Kudlow.
We are going to talk to him.
Yeah, maybe
he's going to be here momentarily.
Oh, okay.
There was a little hiccup, but we're good to go. He's going to be here any second. So I'm just letting you know that.
Linda,
Linda
is in London with Sean Hannity. He'll be broadcasting tomorrow live from London. Will you be attending all the Queen's Jubilee events?
You know, she actually asked for me to be there personally. She said, you know, I heard about you and your conversations with Sean, and I thought, there's somebody I want at the Jubilee.
Oh.
You know, you're going to add a lot of vibrance and color to the event, so come along. And I was like, you know what? For you, Queen, anything. Of course.
Well, there you are. I've actually met the Queen.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, I have.
When?
First time was about 1999. I mean, it's not the most exciting thing in the world. I think I dozed off twice. I mean, it's not. They make you watch a video first on what you're supposed to do.
Are you serious?
Yeah. When you're supposed to say hello, how you address her, when you bow, when you don't. But yeah, it's like a 10-minute video.
Well, I will tell you, I know very, very little about the royal family. And on the one brief moment where I wanted to learn more was when Will and Kate got married. And I was ceremoniously ridiculed in the studio by everyone who thought it was absurd that I wanted to talk about it, including Sean Hannity.
Yeah.
So I look forward to making fun of him tomorrow that we're here and talking about the Queen. I'm just teasing, of course. Maybe not. Maybe I will make fun of him. I'm not sure yet.
No.
But I think it's pretty funny that we are here.
Yeah. No, it's going to be great. And I did talk to Prince Philip once. It was like it's like having a conversation with a mummy. It was the worst thing ever.
Well, it's just like Joe Biden then. It's keeping good company. I mean, a mumbling Joe over there, mumbling, stumbling Joe.
Joe Biden's different because, and I remember him even when he was younger, and it was more fun to talk to him because you could see he was a really bad guy when you're up close. You could see this guy will lie to you, con you. He just has that. There's a certain weirdness about him that makes him interesting.
Well, I don't know if I would say it makes him interesting as so much, you know, frightening. I think that would be the word that I would use. You know, Joe Biden is, to me, at any given moment, it is the most bizarre things come out of his mouth, how close he talks to people, the way he touches people and grabs their shoulders and their hair and the way he is around children. I mean, the whole thing I find incredibly repulsive. And I don't even have words for how disgusting I find
it. Well, but that's what I'm saying. It's so weird. It's interesting. You know, he's making a speech and he's talking, and then he whispers like this. It's just bizarre. It's like suddenly he's an obscene phone call whispering. And then you watch him. You don't know, is he going to fall over? Does he have any idea what he's saying? Is he going
to
find his
way out?
I think
he falls a lot. I mean, if climbing up the stairs to the plane is any indicator, I mean, God knows what. I mean, how long has it been now since he's done an interview? How long has it been since he's on a one-on-one? And even then, he's reading a teleprompter. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's...
Well, people have fallen down before. I remember Gerald Ford would fall down the stairs. Joe Biden's the only guy I ever saw fall up the stairs.
Yeah, he falls up.
Going up,
he falls. That's how he got the presidency, right? He just keeps falling upwards. You know, 47 years of screwing up, and he was elected into the Oval Office. It's actually just insane.
Now, Linda does an incredible job running the show, producing the show. She books the greatest guests. She got us Larry Kudlow.
I did. Yeah. And
well,
and you know what? And you know what? Yeah. And I am being told that there was some confusion, and he is not going to make it. So. I'm gonna step in here, and I'm gonna let you know the economy is terrible.
All right, we're gonna ask everybody reassurance about their 401k. We're gonna talk. You tell us what
your 401k is tanking. Your IRAs are plummeting. Your mortgage rates are skyrocketing. Gas prices are out of control, and then nobody has a clue what's going on because they wouldn't know the difference between a bear and a bull market if it hit them in the face. You know, at the end of the day.
I actually do Kudlow show a lot. I'll tell you what he would say because I've heard him say
Please.
It. And Steve Moore, the great economist, and Art Laffer, the great, will always tell you the same thing.
Well, just before you get ahead of yourself here, Steve Moore is actually going to call in now.
Oh.
So you're welcome, Mark Simone.
Oh, okay.
You're welcome.
Well,
that's what I'm here for.
He'll tell you, as Larry
working
would.
On the fly.
Don't panic. Things are plunging. Stocks are way down. 401k's down. Don't sell when you're down. The secret is don't sell low. Wait. Be patient. Steve Moore. Let's see when Steve Moore shows up. You sure he's showing up? This is not like a Larry Kudlow thing, is it?
I mean, I'm not sure. It might be a Larry Kudlow thing. I mean, I'm full of surprises today. This is what we do when we're, you know, across the pond. You know, we mix it up. We make it different. You know, we say guests are going to be there and they're not there. You know, it's everything's up for chance.
Well, we'll find Larry another day.
Of course, we will.
Yeah. And now, what do you exactly do tomorrow from London? People are going to be listening. You'll be live from London.
Yeah, we're going to be live from London. Sean will be here in studio. We came in today to get all of the equipment and the entire studio all set up, so we are good to go. And we're really looking forward to doing radio and TV. And the wonderful and illustrious Steve Moore is on hold and ready to talk to you about all things economy.
All right, we'll check in with Linda later. Thank you for coming to us from overseas, thousands of miles away. Steve Moore wrote the great book, GovZilla. It's a brand new book. Get this book, GovZilla, and go to Committee to Unleash Prosperity and get his daily newsletter, which is excellent. Steve Moore, how you doing?
Hi, Mark. Well, it's good to be with you. I just finished reading the president's piece, Joe Biden's piece in the Wall Street Journal. By the way, what do you think the odds are, Mark, that Joe Biden actually wrote that piece?
What do you think the odds are that Joe Biden has ever read the piece?
Exactly. So it reads like a kind of a progressive manifesto of doubling down on all of his policies that have created this inflation crisis in the first place. And it's more price controls, more government spending, more taxes. They can't get off this message. And, you know, they don't quite understand that the trillions and trillions of dollars that Biden spent, and incidentally, just as a side point, he talks in this piece about how fiscally responsible he is. You'd think he was like the most fiscally responsible person in history, and he came in and he spent $3 trillion we didn't have last year. So it's disturbing, actually, that they actually believe that more and more of these policies are going to solve the crisis when what we need to do is stop the spending and start producing more American energy and gas so that we can, I paid $6 a gallon, Mark. This weekend, $6.
The Democrats, do they have any idea how cruel and brutal this tax is on the average family? It can be $300-$400 a month in extra costs.
It can. No, because they live in the bubble. They live in the swamp where everything's different. And so they're inoculated from these price increases. And, you know, I have to say, Mark, because you and I talk a lot on your other shows, you know, when I stay on your shows, you know, we have 8% inflation. I get angry letters and emails from people saying, Steve, why do you keep saying that inflation's only 8%? You know, my gasoline prices are up, 58%. My rental payments are up 42%. My electric power bill is up, 37%. The mortgage is up. Everybody feels like the real inflation is 15 to 20%. So people are really feeling a financial strain from all of these policies.
Now, but it really is 15% because haven't they a couple of times changed the way they measure it so it comes out a little lower?
Well, they do. I mean, look, they what they do is they take into account things like computer prices and things. And those have come down, you know, there's no question technology costs have come down. But when you look at the essentials, and this is what I love. Don't you love this, Mark? You've been in this business a long time. How they talk about core inflation. And core inflation is, well, we take out energy and food costs. Well, duh, that's what we spend most of our money on, energy and food. So I never really understood the logic of that. So, but no, I think most families are paying a lot more than 8% inflation right now because of the essentials they have to buy, which is food, medicine, housing, and energy. And incidentally, I got to tell you, Mark, I was in Colorado this past weekend speaking at a event of the Colorado auto dealers. And I was talking to these men and women who run these auto dealerships. And they said, you know, one guy told me, he said, normally I have 1,200 cars on the, you know, and he said, Steve, do you know how many I have right now? I said, no. He said, I have 50. So they're even if you want to buy a new car, you can't get one. And if you want to get one right away, instead of, you know, normally how you haggle the price down, you have to pay, they say, $10,000 or $15,000 premium above the sticker price to get a car.
Wow. Hey, we don't have much time left. I just want to ask you, he says he's going to meet with the Fed today. What can a president do with the Fed? He can't tell them what to do. It's there's a separation there, isn't there?
Well, look, I think the Fed and the Biden administration have been kind of have a marriage. And so basically what's happened, so people understand this inflation crisis, because, by the way, we didn't have an inflation crisis under Trump. The inflation rate was less than 2% in his four years in office. He left office, we had a 1.5% inflation rate that in 14 months. Biden takes up to 8.5%. Do you think that happened by accident? But anyway, so Biden comes in with all this massive trillions of dollars of spending. And what the Fed did is, because we don't have a trillion, you know, $3 trillion of the revenues to cover that, so they just printed money. So I think their partners and crime on this, and the pox on both their houses. We got to get the Fed to suck some of this money out of the economy because it's causing inflation, and we got to cut government spending. That's the word for the day, cut government spending. Of course, Biden doesn't want to do that. He wants more spending.
Yeah. Hey, for everybody worried about their 401k or their stock portfolios way down, what should they do? Would you just say don't panic now?
You know, I mean, market's down a lot. This has been a really ferocious bear market. I don't like the idea of selling low. I mean, you taught me this, Mark, right? You know, buy low and sell high. And so a lot of people, they tend to make the mistake of buying, you know, in a down market. And I mean, selling in a down market. And I just don't like, if you're in, look, let me put it like this, Mark. If you've got a 401k plan, so you're investing for 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 years, no, don't sell your stock now. No, don't sell it.
All right. Well, great talking to you. Thanks for jumping in at the last second there. Steve Moore has a great book, which you should get, called GovZilla. GovZilla, get his latest book. And also follow him on Twitter. And Steve Moore, thanks for being with us. It's Mark Simone here for Sean Hannity. 1-800-941-SEAN is the number. We'll take some calls in just a minute.
Sean Hannity. If you are.
Hey, it's Mark Simone here for Sean Hannity. Sean will be back tomorrow. In fact, he'll be live from London on this very program. If you're just joining us, you missed a great interview with Larry Kudlow. I'm sure you'll hear it on one of the best of shows. But let's take some calls. 800-941-SEAN is the number. Let's go to Mike, who's in New Hampshire. Mike, how you doing?
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Good. Where are you in New Hampshire? Great phone. Where?
On the seacoast.
Oh, like Portsmouth, one of those towns?
Exactly.
Oh, okay. And what did you want to say, Mike?
I just had a question that's been eating away at me.
Yeah.
Of all the trillions of dollars being spent with no oversight, how much of it's being squirreled away for a slush fund?
You mean for Obama and people like that? And
Obama, Biden, the DNC.
All right. Well, let me just clear this up. That's thanks for calling, Mike. That's quite an accusation. It doesn't go into a slush fund for them. What they do is they hand it out to people who can help them. You know, Obama has gotten to be close to a billionaire now. He's very close to a billionaire. A lot of big people have cut him in on a lot of big deals. Now, what they do with that $1 trillion spending package is those guys' companies get contracts and get pieces of that in exchange for helping Obama. We'll get to this later in the show. For instance, if you go to Biden's brother, you know about Hunter, but if you give James Biden some work, he'll get you on that list of that stimulus spending, and that's how it really works. But we'll go into that a little more.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green. Ashley McBride. Brothers Osborne. Walker Hayes. All hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.